You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I'm really excited about today's guests. We are going to be visiting with Pam Kenaly, who is co-founder of Arise Ministries, and also Randy Davis, who is a minister at Quail Springs Baptist Church. Welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, I wanted to bring you all on to talk about a really important topic and one that people might not think of every day, and that's single parenting and the opportunities and challenges for the church. And Pam, I thought we could start with you.
Okay.
You are part of a whole ministry that connects to this issue.
Yes.
For single mothers. And talk about how God has put this in your path and for you to take up and why you think it's so important.
I would love for you to ask me that question. So, you know what? It's in my path because that's part of God's divine sovereignty for my life. My first husband left me many years ago with a 2- and a 3-year-old, and God spoke to me at that time, Brian, and said, follow me. One day I'm going to raise you up to speak to thousands of single mothers about what my grace and power can do through one single mother that follows me. So that began my journey many years ago, and today I'm co-founder of Arise Ministries, a national ministry for single mothers that reaches millions of single mothers around the world through our online education center. I am passionate about single mothers and their roles as moms, and am excited to share with them God's favor over them in this most unique role, and just praying the church comes alongside and supports my vision.
Now, I love that name, Arise, and then you have the Survive and Thrive events. Talk about those terms and the purpose with that.
Yes. Well, you know what? I love to say God gave me the name Arise Ministries when I was turkey hunting with my husband, so I don't know how that happened. He takes part credit for the name. Survive and Thrive is a conference, a national conference, reaching out to single mothers, providing them hope and joy in their roles. We provide speakers, over 20 breakout sessions each summer for single mothers, ranging from finances to how do I parent to emotional support, all those issues that single moms need someone to come alongside. This will be the 12th year we've offered the conference in Oklahoma. It has traveled to some of the largest churches in America, and we are thrilled that Governor Fallon is our honorary chair. So if you want to know about it, go to singlemomsconference.org. It's not too late. The conference is June the 24th and 25th.
That's exciting, and I know Quail Springs has been connected to the event before. Randy, you know, ministering in the church, you've served in a number of capacities, including extensive ministry to single adults. What are you seeing across the spectrum in the church today? What have you experienced and are seeing?
Well, I would encourage pastors and lay people out there in the church to step up and do ministry with single-parent ministry. It is vital that we don't pass this over, that we have to embrace this because they are a part of the body of Christ. Regardless of how they became a single parent, whether it's a dad or a mom, we as the church have got to embrace that and minister to them and reach out to them. Amy and I just celebrated 27 years of ministry. Occasionally, she will go out of town, and when our boys were younger, it was me acting out the role of a single dad, and it is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was maybe for 4 hours or 4 days, it's hard. So I want to encourage the church to step up, or as Pam's ministry is Arise, rise up and embrace this ministry that is wonderful to reach out to these single parents, moms or dads, and minister to their kids and encourage our entire church family, preschool, children's ministry, whether they're in student ministry, wherever they are, and then minister to the parents and step up and meet the need that's right here in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
Something I love about Randy's heart for this is that he would never treat anyone like they were a second-class citizen in the body of Christ. We're all
right.
God's children in the body of Christ, and we need to minister together and step up and help people. Pam, what are some practical ways a church who might be thinking of a Sunday school class or some curriculum, what could they do that's specifically geared to be helpful?
I love that question. And you know what? I Pray churches will do that, as I just wanted to mention that 36% of the people in Oklahoma alone are single moms or single parents. So
wow.
This is an amazing demographic for us to embrace as a church.
Yes.
First thing I would tell the church is to look for someone in your church that maybe they have a daughter that's a single mom, they have been a single mom themselves, that has a passion in their heart for single moms. And I can speak to single moms because that's my ministry. And approach her about, has God laid it on your heart? Most likely He has. Most likely He has. And begin to educate her, what would it look like for you to have a single mom's class in your church? It doesn't take much to bless a single mother. It's amazing how much a little encouragement can change her generation. I encourage the body of Christ to embrace these single moms. Provide a place for them to come on Sunday morning. I think statistics show that 72% of single moms have never been to church.
Hmm.
They feel shame. They feel fear. They feel unacceptance. They feel condemnation. So our churches have a job to do, to open our hearts and bring them in. And I'm telling you something, when a single mom is whole, healthy, and healed, you will never find a better worker or
yes.
more consistent blessing to the body of Christ than a single mom.
You know, Randy, what are some experiences you've had, not just ministering to these folks, but also with, what are some ways you've seen that we can both minister to them, but also plug them into the ministry within the body of Christ?
Currently, right now, my assistant is a former single mom, and I watched her in the singles ministry at Quail, watched her struggle, watched her go through all the things that Pam just said about their acceptance and how they feel and what they've gone through. A lot of it, I know it takes two things to do life with, and sometimes one of those gets destroyed, and then they arise and step forward and realize God still has a purpose for me.
Hmm.
And so I watch this young lady go through all those emotions, raising this beautiful daughter and having the support of her mom and dad in the church, and then she has risen and is flourishing now. She just recently got married. I had the privilege of doing that ceremony last summer.
Wow.
And her and her husband are phenomenal people. They work in our church, and now she works right alongside of me. And her passion is ministering to single moms, and she's done a class in our Equip You University and our discipleship program. And Pam has been a part of that. We've showed her resources to these single moms. It's phenomenal to watch. If we will embrace these people, and you're right, I have a heart and a passion. I've just counted here close to 25 years of doing singles ministry, and it is still my passion. And so I want to encourage the church to realize that they're valued, and they have great resources. And these single moms and single dads need us. And they can be employed into the church, and all they need is just hope. And we as the church can give that to them.
Amen.
Amen.
With the speakers and events and messages, what would be some of the takeaways that someone who attends the conference might hear, or that gets part of a Bible school Sunday school like this? What are some messages they might receive and be able to run with?
You know what? They would take away, I am valued, I matter, I make a difference, I can do it. My kids are awesome. God is with me. I'm empowered by His Holy Spirit. This is going to be a ride that He's in charge of. He goes before me. He comes behind me. Can you tell I'm excited?
Amen.
But you know what? They will come away with topics that are pertinent to them. Parenting, emotional support, and healing. How to deal with relationships, build friendships, spiritual growth. How do I grow when I'm devastated? How do I get from A to B? And speaking of resources, you asked me a moment ago and I didn't answer. I did want to piggyback on what Randy said, that Arise Ministries has resources for churches to plug into small groups on how to parent well. And my recent book, The Single Mom and Her Roller Coaster Emotions, deals with 8 emotions that single moms deal with. One of them, the biggest one, being fear of the unknown, or loneliness, or low self-worth, anxiety, bitterness. So that's a great resource that could be a Bible study. Churches are looking for resources, and we are in the process of producing those.
Good. Good word. Speaking of books, Randy, I know you're a reader. I know you love books and love taking it all in and trying to dive for those pearls anytime an author puts a book together. In addition to the Bible, what are some books that have been meaningful to you through the years in ministry that have prepared your heart as you encounter people to show Christ's love, to be the body of Christ, and to really draw people in to what he has for them?
Well, the one book comes to mind was my manual outside of the Bible, of course, is Giving the Ministry Away, Empowering Single Adults to Do Works of Ministry. It's the umbrella for what I use to do ministry with single adults, and what I do ministry with now with married adults in the church. It's all based on Ephesians 4, where we as pastors are to equip the saints to do works of ministry. And if you take that mindset, any capacity of any role, any ministry within the church, it can be displayed where you help these, we'll say single parents, single moms, and help them realize that they're valued, that they're needed, and you pour into them and help them realize who they are in Christ, how God developed them and designed them. You throw in their spiritual giftedness, and you unpackage you open the package that is sitting right before us, and then say, here's hope, here's what God's done for you, now go do it. I've watched personally this ministry that Pam hosts and the Survive and Thrive. I've literally been there and watched these ladies come in with their shoulders sunk, with their chin down, and then they go through this weekend and they walk out like they can conquer hell with a water pistol. It is amazing. But when you take those individuals and you pour into them Ephesians 4, help them realize that they're a part of the body, they're valued, and give the ministry to them like I've done and what this young lady's done. Her name is Kristen. She's taken this ministry over for our church and is carrying the flag to say, we matter, we're important, and they're doing ministry among one another, and we're going to see some great things come out of this. So it's not necessarily a book that deals with ministry to single parents, but it's a book that deals with ministry to everybody, and they are part of the everybody.
Good word. I want to ask about something that I've observed or heard about is grandparenting. You know, where there's a lot of books on parenting, but many people are entering that phase of life where they're in grandparenting mode, and maybe their child who's now an adult is single parenting, or they have a role in their kid's life. What are some of the things you've seen that as people transition, they've brought their kids up and maybe there's grandkids on the scene? What are some unique opportunities there as it connects to single parenting and through generationally helping people who are in the mix of single parenting?
Well, with Kristen's family being right there, that's an easy tie-in for her mom and dad to help. I would encourage the church to realize that, for instance, Amy and I we're not single parents. We're empty nesters. That's the word I was looking for. So we're looking for kids to minister to and to minister to their parents. So our student pastor, Jeff, has two kids, one his own, one's a foster kid still. And so we go over and get our fix of pouring back into their kids and pouring back into Jeff and Laura. So I would encourage these couples, whether they're grandparents or not, it'd be great if they were, but it doesn't matter, pour into them.
Yeah.
Pour into these single moms to say, hey, you need a break. Let us come over and take care of your children. You go on a date with some girlfriends, or go shop, or go whatever you want to do. Embrace that opportunity and minister to these people. And the same would be true for a single dad. Let's not forget the single dad, mm-hmm. because they are numerous.
Yes.
And men, because I'm one of them, sometimes we don't like to realize and reach out and say, I'm hurting. But these single guys, single dads, are hurting, and they need to be ministered to as well. So I would encourage the church to broaden your horizons, ask God to give you a vision to help single parents pour into their life so they can go do and connect with people.
Good thought, Randy. And Jennifer and I have 5 kids, so anytime you want to come babysit, we're going to be calling you.
Absolutely.
Now, Pam, I wanted to ask, thinking about kids, what about the kids in this equation? What are some of the things we should be thinking about as far as ministering to that family, kids who are coming up in a single-parent situation, or sometimes caught between maybe there's two parents, but it's a divorce situation or separation.
Right.
What do we need to be thinking about or praying about for the kids?
That's wonderful. Well, first of all, I want to address who is the single mom. She is single. Again, she is widowed, or her husband's at war, or she's adopted a child, or she's never married, or she's a grandmother raising mm-hmm. her grandchild, or she could be a woman that's getting ready to be a single mom. So there's lots of avenues to consider in that question with your children. But my number one that covers every single one of those with your children is pour into them the Bible, pour into them God's Word, pour into them, you know, I'm so sorry that Billy hurt you at school, or I'm so sorry that your dad hurt you, but what does God's Word say? God's Word says, and point them to the Bible, highlight it in the Bible, point them to God's Word. I just talked to a mom this morning on the phone coming here for this interview about her children. What should she do? Point them to the Bible. Say, honey, I'm so sorry you don't want to go visit your dad this weekend, but God's Word says, you know, your Heavenly Father loves you and He will go with you. And as I told her, this is a divine opportunity to pour into them, because I promise you, when those children are 30 years old, they will remember what you said well into the future when you forgot what you said. So your number one objective is, what does God's Word say? Well, let's just turn to our Heavenly Father and just over and over and over, and they will get it. They will get it. It's a beautiful reality of the power of God's Word.
Yes, that's good. Thank you for that. You know, I want to pay each of you a compliment. Something I think you've done just by pouring your lives into this. You know, in our zeal for the sanctity of marriage and all that fight, we sometimes, our inner Pharisee comes out, and we forget about, we're here to minister to people with them, a non-judgmental attitude. And I think you all have really been a leader in this state in that way, and helped people along to be more welcoming, to be more active. And so, well done on that. Randy, what's something that's encouraging your heart right now that you see God doing among His church or other churches or at Quail Springs in this arena? What's something that's encouraging your heart?
Well, again, that book, Giving the Ministry Away, is helped me so much in valuing who people are. A lot of folks don't realize they are made for something special. God gifted them with something unique, and that's their own personality, their own giftedness, and we as a church have got to help them understand who they are and bring that out so then they can feel good. It's not a feel-good thing, but it makes them feel good that they can pour into other people. A disciple is not a disciple until they have discipled someone else. And sometimes our discipleship stops when we just disciple someone. Well, that one person needs to turn around and disciple someone else. And that's the process of pouring our life into single-parent ministry, moms or dads, and then watching them flourish and realize, I am valued, I am somebody, I am doing this by myself, seemingly, when they're home in the confines of their own house. But they realize there's a support group at a church that loves them and has community with them, and that they can survive and thrive in life with anything. And that's about what God's Word is. When you take the great commandment, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you love your neighbor as yourself, here's what I see, the cross. Love God and love others. So my Forrest Gump comes out of me. Life is all about God, and God is all about relationships. And it's about us touching one another, whoever they are, touching one another, pouring into them, valuing them to say, you can do this with help and support. And that's what I see the church doing.
Amen. Pam, any thoughts there?
Yes. I was just wanting to encourage our listeners. Everybody listening can touch one person. I remember the day as a single mom, I had just come home from church. I visited another church, and I had been crying at the altar that morning, just hysterically. And I came home, and some lady called me. She had a radio station or something, and she got my name and called me, and she said, have you heard my radio program? I thought, I'm a single mother. Who has time to listen to the radio? I said, no, I haven't. She spent about 10 minutes encouraging me. 10 minutes at the most. You can do it. I know God has a vision for you, and poured into me the truth of God. I wish I knew who that lady was today. Her one phone call directed my path to where I am today. I go back. She's my Madam X. Someday I'll meet her in heaven. I can't wait to share with her what her one 10-minute phone call did mm-hmm. for a person like me, a distraught woman like me. And it empowered me. So everybody listening, you know one. make that phone call, send that card, look for somebody in church, ask your neighbor, do what you need to do to touch that one, because you never know who she will touch for the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Amen. Good word. Thank you all. Been talking to Pam Canale of Arise Ministries and Randy Davis of Quail Springs Baptist Church. Pam, give us the date of the event and website just one more time before we sign off.
I would love to. You know, our website is ariseministries.net, or you can go to singlemomsconference.org. The conference is June the 24th and 25th. It's not too late to register. You may not be a single mom, but everybody knows one, and the best thing you can do for her is get her to that conference. It will be life-changing and such a joy for her.
Thank you all. Thanks for spending time together. Blessings to you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at baptistmessenger.com.